Well, praise the Lord. Welcome to the broadcast today. This is Apostle Curtis Lewis. We're getting ready to take you straight into a message entitled, Begotten Unto a Lively Hope. Get ready now, and let's go into this word already in progress. God bless you.
One more time. Y'all been changed. Slip your hands up and thank him. Hallelujah. 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 Our Father, we thank you for that wonderful change that has taken place in our life. We thank you for the Holy Ghost and power. God, we thank you for this day. This is the day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we come to you right now in the name of Jesus as we approach the Holy Word of God. Let us open up the eyes of our understanding that we may see this word, understand this word, conceive this word, receive this word, that it may be able to save our souls. Lord, bless everyone in the house today, Lord God. Take us back to our first love. Take us back to our first words. Father God, that we keep the first words and our first love, and that we run this race. And God, that we see the end of this thing. God, we give you praise and we give you glory. Now bless us as we approach you in Jesus' name. And if you agree with me, shout amen and give the Lord a good hand of praise, and you may be seated. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. I don't know about y'all, but I'm excited. Hallelujah. I'm excited. Glory to God. If you have your Bible, I want you to turn to 1 Peter. Chapter 1, verse 3, 4, and 5. Glory to God. My God, I feel that change. I feel it. I feel it. I feel it. You know, we don't walk by feelings. We walk by the faith. But it's so good to feel it every now and then. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, starting at verse 3 down to verse 5. Hallelujah. I want to take a moment to thank the Lord for our beloved chief apostle. I was thinking about him yesterday, and I thank God for a man who over the years have held up the standard. And I think so much about what God told me. He said, this man held my word high, held my standard high, and I'm obligated to hold him up. And Father, we just thank you for our chief apostle right now, God. We thank you for all that you're doing with him. We thank you for what you're going to do with him, Lord, for the days to come. And we just want to thank you for him in Jesus' name. Amen. So every now and then, I like to give honor to the chief apostle. I always give him honor, but I definitely want to do it publicly because it's very important to do that. Amen. If God's holding somebody up, you might as well hold him up too. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. All right. 1 Peter chapter 1, beginning at verse 3 down to verse 5. It says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy, thank God he got abundant mercy, hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Hallelujah. For a subject, I want to use these words, begotten unto a lively hope. Glory to God. Begotten unto a lively hope. Amen. Now, those of you, since I made you clap so much, maybe I'll make you talk with me now. If you don't mind repeating after me, begotten unto a lively hope. Amen. Now, before I get into talking about this lively hope, let me try to give you a definition of this word hope. I remember yesterday when I was sitting down looking up definition, I said, I sure wish I could get Pastor Moore's dictionary, because it seemed like all his definitions are anointed. Amen. Mine don't seem as anointed, but that's all right. I'm going to use what I got. Amen. I almost called you preacher. Amen about this. I did. I'm serious. Glory to God. But hope, I want to try to explain it a little bit. I talked a little bit about it last week, and it's very important that we stay focused on hope. Everything in the Bible is important. But there are some things sometimes we need to focus in on because God's saying something to us. Let me tell you about hope. What is hope? Hope, it is a strong desire within that produces a confident expectation with a happy anticipation. Hope. That's what hope is. Let me take my time and go through that one more time. Hope. Because the Bible said we are begotten unto a lively hope. Now, I love this scripture here that call hope lively, because this hope is supposed to be alive in you. Yeah. Amen. I ain't never seen nobody that's living touch a live wire, 120 volts, especially, what's the other volts, 140 or 150? I ain't never seen nobody touch a naked wire and not move. Somebody got that. See, a lot of people claim they're alive in God, but I'm telling you, I'm wondering, where's the life? Hallelujah. It's a lively hope. Glory to God. I'm like Pastor Moore. I'm subject to erupt at any minute. Glory to God. Because something is alive inside of me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's a lively hope, but hope. It is a strong desire within that produce a confident expectation. Glory to God. When you're confident about something, it shows on your countenance. It shows in your life. Glory to God. It's a strong desire within that produce a confident expectation with a happy anticipation. Glory to God. Let me break it down just a little bit more. Hope. It means to expect. You expecting anything? Hallelujah. My wife, we got two cruises already paid for. We like to go on a cruise, amen? And, you know, when I paid them off several months ago, my wife was happy, but right now she really happy. Why? Because we're getting closer. And so she said to me, I think this morning, she said, glory to God, 4 more months, she's expecting November to get here because it's getting closer. Hallelujah. So when you got a hope inside of you, you start getting excited about it. Glory to God. Hope make you excited. Hallelujah. Hope is also to anticipate. What are you anticipating? Amen. We come into church, but why? What is this about? Glory to God. If you have a hope inside of you, there should be an anticipation of something that's going to take place. Glory to God. Hope is it's to strongly desire with confidence. This is what a hope is. Now the Bible says, let me go back to my scripture. The Bible says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again unto a lively hope. In other words, when we were birthed into this kingdom, you was birthed with a hope inside of you. Hallelujah. And just like a baby, and a natural baby when it's born, all things being equal, a baby is born with a heart inside of them. They're born with lungs inside of them. Well, God had some babies. Glory to God. Later on, call them sons. And when you was begotten, you was born with this hope inside of you. And this hope is a strong desire to become everything God wants you to be. You're born with this thing in you. Now, let me go back. It says 1 Peter 1 and verse 3. It says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Now, look at James chapter 1. I want to talk a little bit about this hope that we've been begotten with a hope inside of us. And see, this hope, see, Christians need to meditate upon this hope that we have inside, because this hope make you smile when there's no reason to smile. Come on, this hope keep you excited when everybody else excitement has went out. Glory to God. There's a hope that's born and birthed inside of every believer. It comes with the believer. Hallelujah. God put it in there. Glory to God. James 1 and verse 18. It says, of his own will, begot he us with the word of truth. At some point, somebody had to preach the gospel to you. How can they hear without a preacher? Somebody either sent you a word from God, or tract, or you heard a gospel sermon, or somebody witnessed to you. This word had to come to you. The Bible said he sent his word and he healed them. So the word of God, in one way or the other, came to you at some point in your life. Otherwise, you wouldn't even be saved. See, the word came to Mary. The angel brought a word from God to Mary. And when Mary said, "Be it unto me according to your word," she received the word from glory. And when she received that word, the Holy Ghost came on her. And something was born in her belly. Well, it's the same way when God give you a word from heaven. The Holy Ghost, when you receive that word, the Holy Ghost come upon you. Now watch this. It says, "Of his own will begot he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of the first fruits of his creature." Now what is that talking about? Now watch this. God has created many creatures. God has made many things. But all of a sudden, sometime in eternity past, God decided that I've made all of these creatures, I've made everything, but I want somebody like me. I want some sons to come out of me. I want them to have my nature. I want them to look like me. I want them to act like me. And it's sad when Christians don't act like God. Amen, and called himself Christian. I thought I'd throw that in for free. But the Bible said, "Of his own will begot he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creature." Okay? Now, if you go back to Genesis, and I'm taking my time this morning because, like I said, I still feel that teaching anointed, so it takes me a while to get through all of this. And I know y'all quiet, but I believe somebody heard me in the spirit. Amen? Glory to God. You go back to Genesis and you pay attention to the laws of Genesis, because the Bible said everything was made after its kind. After its kind. He made whales after its kind, and all whales produce after its kind. He made vegetation, and everything produces after its kind. Everything was after its kind. But when he got to man, the Bible didn't say God created man in the beginning after his kind. That's not what the Bible said. The Bible said he created man in his likeness and after his image. Now, that may not mean much to you, but when you study this Bible, that means when that man was first made, that man was in the image of God. He was not God's kind. Not yet. But God had a plan. Glory to God, to eventually make this man his kind. And so when the Holy Ghost came and he came inside of a person, then you was born of God's kind. You're not just the image now. You're a kind. See, I got a picture in my wallet of my daughter. And if I pull that picture out, that picture is her image. But that picture is not her. Come on, clap and praise the Lord. It's not her. See, in the beginning, man was just an image of God with a hope to be God's kind. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So the Bible says, "Of his own will begot he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of the first fruits of his creature." Now look at Colossians 1, verse 3 and verse 4 and verse 5. And I'm going somewhere. I'm going to get to my first point, but let me finish this up first. It says, "We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and the love which you have to all the saints." How many of y'all have faith in Christ Jesus? Put your hand up. You really have faith in Christ Jesus. Now, how many of y'all really love all the saints? Okay. Now, this is why Paul said, "I'm praying for you." When I first heard about this, and I heard there's a church in Baton Rouge, 10414 Mammoth Street, and these saints over here have faith in God, and they love all the saints. Here's what this apostle said. "We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and the love which you have to all the saints. Now watch what he's praying. For the hope. He's praying for the hope. There's a hope deep inside your belly. There's a hope that God put in you at birth. And I'm praying for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof you heard before in the word of truth of the gospel. When we preach the gospel, what do you hear? I'm not asking you for a show of hands, and I'm just going through this slowly. When the gospel is preached, or when a man or woman of God get up and preach the word, what do you hear? Do you hear, oh, God finna give me some natural things? Now, there's nothing wrong with natural things. We want God to take care of us in this natural world. It's good to be blessed by God. But if that's all you hear, then I'm telling you, you don't get it. When I say you, now I'm not talking about you. Only you that don't get it. And that's why God got to settle the preacher down to talk to people about this hope that's inside of them. Because some Christians that say they believe in him, when things happen in this temporal world, they forget about this hope, or maybe they ain't never even realized it. There's a hope was born inside of you when you was begotten by God. And if this hope don't stir you up, you may not even be a child of God. Because every child of God comes with this hope. Just like every baby come with a heart. Every baby come with some lungs, all things being equal. Where every son of God comes with a hope inside. And so, I'm like this apostle. I'm praying for the saints now. For the hope. Now watch this. It says, for the hope laid up for them in heaven. This hope ain't nowhere in the earth. You can't find it nowhere in the earth. Now, if your passion and your expectation and your motivation, let me see that hope. That hope mean, it means to expect. If all your expectation is earthy, you don't get it. If all your anticipation is about this earth realm, you don't get it. You ain't even never seen the kingdom. Because the kingdom and the hope that God got laid up for us ain't nowhere in the earth. It's, the Bible says, laid up for you in heaven. Hallelujah. Now look at Colossians 1:27, then we're going to go to our first point. Colossians 1:27, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of the mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. If you got Christ in you, Christ is the one that brought that hope inside you. That hope is in your belly. That hope is in your being. That hope is a part of your makeup. Now, when you get depressed and can't come out of depression, you got to ask if the mystery of Christ is in you. Come on now, if you go through a trial and you can't come out of that trial, you got to ask whether God is really in you. Hallelujah. If you having problems forgiving your neighbor, if you having problems loving your neighbor, I got to ask, do you really have that hope inside of you? Hallelujah. Glory to God. All of God's children that got this hope inside of them, amen, don't have problems in these areas. Now, that don't mean you ain't going to never have an issue, never have a test. But I'm saying when you have them, you come out of them. Glory to God. You come out of them. Hallelujah. You just act like the little bunny for the energizers. You take a licking, and you can keep on kicking. If you have taken a licking and you can't keep kicking, I promise you ain't got this hope. Glory to God. It says, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery. Now, my first point this morning is, hallelujah, the riches of the glory of this mystery. That's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about the riches of the glory of this mystery. Now, why is this a mystery? Why is this hope a mystery? Because watch this. I live around lost people in my apartment complex. I work around 90% of the people on my job lost, okay? They don't understand how I maintain peace every day, no matter what happens. They don't understand how when something go wrong in my life walk around them and stay steady. It's a mystery to them. How did he do that? Are you a mystery to anybody? Don't raise your hand now. Are you a mystery to anybody in your neighborhood? Or do you look just like them when something happened or you go down with it? Come on now, something slap you. Oh, God, you knocked out too. Just like the world, when something happened to them, they knocked out. That ain't no mystery, but it's a mystery for those who have this hope inside of them. And man, things happen and nothing move them, glory to God. Nothing stop them, glory to God. They keep their joy. They keep their peace. This become a mystery to those that are lost. Now let me talk a little bit about the riches of the glory of this mystery. Hallelujah. And you born into this as a son of God. You born into this. Watch this. Let's talk a little bit about the riches of this thing. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. To an inheritance. Watch this. Every son of God that has come into God's family, you come in as babes in Christ, but you're born with a hope inside of you. And what is that hope about? There's a hope to receive your inheritance. God is wealthy. God owns everything. And everything he is, he have put it in an inheritance for all of you that know him. And you're born unto this thing. Glory to God. You know why some people can't get excited? You don't know what you're born in. If this bore you, you get bored, you need to get saved. Clap and praise him. Come on now. You need to get saved. Bible said, we're begotten unto a lively hope, and we're born unto an inheritance. Now, let's look at this inheritance. We're talking about the riches of this thing. We are born into an inheritance. Number two, it is incorruptible. Everything you have in this earth gonna pass. Everything you have, everything. Maybe some of us was in a family, wealthy family, or have, you know, pretty good, decent family. Some people call it, what they call it, the mid people, not completely rich, not completely poor. What's the middle one? Huh? Middle class, yeah. Maybe you was born in a middle class family, and you inherited some things. Everything you inherited in this earth can't move over to the next life with you. None of it going. Naked you came into this world, naked you leaving out. Only thing you're leaving out with you is your lifestyle. What you did, what you said, how you lived. And that's what's going to determine your inheritance on the other side. Now, you're born into this thing. You're born into an inheritance. It is an incorruptible inheritance. The Bible says, don't lay up treasures here on earth where moth and rust can corrupt it. It says, lay it up in heaven. Brother Miguel, you was out here fixing a little water fountain the other day, you and Brother Jeremy. You cut the grass all the time. You laying up in glory, because it ain't like we paying him for this or giving you all these accolades. I just happen to be talking about it now as an example. But you are storing up for yourself something that you're going to see again. And all of this stuff goes towards your inheritance. Now, you're born with an inheritance, but everything you do in this life for God, polish that inheritance up. How clean is your inheritance? How shiny is your inheritance? Man, I don't think it's no dust in heaven, but if it was, I think some people's inheritance is getting dusty. If it's getting dusty, you better wipe the dust off of it. Hallelujah. Let me finish here. Okay, we're born into this thing. You have an inheritance. It's incorruptible. Let me tell you something else about it. It is undefiled. Let me tell you something else about it. It will never fade away. Everything you got in this earth is going to fade away. But what you've been born into will never fade away. Never can be defiled. Hallelujah. Now watch this. It's reserved in heaven. It's reserved in heaven. Now, let's keep reading Hebrews 11, 8 and 9. I'm going somewhere with all this. I'm just talking a little bit about the riches of this inheritance, the riches of this hope. And this thing is so mysterious that when you understand it and it boils and bubbles up in your heart and you have an expectation for it, and I mean you anticipating it, this thing make you live holy. Man, this thing make you shy away from evil things. I don't want to touch nothing evil. I don't have no problem with evil. Glory to God. Hebrews 11, verse 8 and 9. Watch this. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance. Now, this is talking about a natural inheritance, because Abraham was promised the land, land of Canaan. He was promised that land. God said, I'm going to give it to you. And so when God called him, he was promised to go out to receive a land for an inheritance. Now, watch this. The Bible said he obeyed, and he went out not knowing whether he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise. In other words, God told him, just start walking. He started walking by faith, didn't know where he was going, and wound up in a place that God had promised to give him. And when he found that place, watch what happened. It says, by faith, he sojourned in the land of promise. He found the land. He dwelled in it. And then it's beginning to be strange to him. Watch this. As in a strange country, the very natural land that God had promised him when he got it and inherited it, it became strange to him. Why? Let's keep reading. It says, in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, and heirs with him of the same promise. Watch verse 10. For he looked for a city which has foundation, whose builder and maker was God. Now, you know what happened? God promised this man something natural. And that's good when God promises you something natural and he give it to you. That's nothing wrong with that. The blessings of the Lord make it rich and added no sorrow. This man got the natural blessings. And then this man was so spiritual. This man had such a hope inside of him that when he grabbed hold to everything in the natural, he said, this is strange. I'm looking for something greater. I'm looking for something that God built. Hallelujah. There was a hope inside of Abraham, and this hope was for a city that had foundations whose builder and maker was God. Hallelujah. Now, what is this inheritance, and what is this hope that we have? To walk in a city that God himself built. Do you know God done built you a city?
Well, praise the Lord. That's it for today. We hope you enjoyed the broadcast. If you would like to give us a call, you can call us at 225-802-5613. That's 225-802-5613. We would like to invite you out to one of our worship services located at 10414 Mammoth Avenue. That's 10414 Mammoth Avenue. We meet Sunday at 10 a.m., Sunday night at 7 p.m., and Wednesday at 7 p.m. And on Wednesday night, you'll have the blessing of hearing our chief apostle, Bishop Wendell Archie. Again, this is Apostle Lewis. We want to invite you out to our services at Refuge Temple Ministry right here in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 10414 Mammoth Avenue. And for those of you that have been listening for a while, we want to encourage you to be a support to the Word of God if it has been a blessing to you. We pray that you would support the Word to help spread the gospel to others. Please don't be a freeloader. Just support God's word, and we will give God praise for you. God bless you. See you on the next broadcast. This is Apostle Lewis saying we love you. Thank God for you. And remember, someone cares for you, and his name is Jesus.